So we're going to do this meditation now. This is one of my favourite meditations to do, and it involves connecting with unicorns. And you might hear from my accent, I come from a place in the world called Scotland, and we actually have the unicorn, that imaginary horse with the horn. We actually have that as a national emblem of our country. So it's a very important animal to us. So I'm going to ask you to get into a comfortable position. And that means either lying down, or perhaps you're sitting on the floor, you've got a cushion under your feet, you're sitting, whatever works for you. And I want you to just close your eyes and take a nice long deep breath. Hold it for a moment, and then as you breathe out, just breathe out all the stress or worries of your day. Sometimes those worries show up in the way that we feel, or sometimes in our body can feel sore or tired. We might have an upset tummy. So let's just breathe in again. Hold it for a moment, and let's breathe out all that stress, all that unhappiness, whatever we don't want to hold on to. So, with your eyes closed, I want you to just imagine that it is a really snowy day. It's one of those days where the snow is really fresh and it's very cold, and you obviously want to go outside and play in it, but only if you're warm enough. So first of all, you imagine getting wrapped up in some really cozy clothes, making sure you've got cozy trousers, gloves, a jumper, a scarf, a hat, all the things that you need so you can be outside when it's cold and yet still be toasty and warm inside your body. And as you step outside, you start to notice that the snow, no one has stood on the snow yet. It's a blank canvas. It means that your footsteps will be some of the first footsteps on the snow. So before you run through the snow, let's just take a moment to just see how beautiful it looks, because the sun is shining on it. And you can see all the tiny crystals in the snow. They're glistening like stars. It really does look very magical. And perhaps you don't know this, but all those sparkles are unicorn energy. So even though you can't see the unicorn yet, that those sparkles are telling you that unicorn energy is around. And you can connect to it through the snow. So we start to walk through the snow, and we feel the crunch of the snow on our feet. That kind of squeaky, crunchy noise it makes when we step into snow. And we really love the feeling of that. The snow's quite deep. It comes up to our shins, on our legs. And we walk and touch and play with the snow. All our clothes are cozy, warm, waterproof, so we can do this and still feel safe and warm and happy inside. Perhaps we gather some of the snow up together. We create a snowball out of the snow, and before we throw it, we hold it up to the sun and we see those crystals again, much more close up than they were before. And actually, within the crystals, if you hold it the right way, you can see tiny droplets of rainbow light in each of the crystals. It's absolutely beautiful. Each of them are twinkling in the snowball in your hand. So now you can throw your snowball. See how far you can throw it. Watch where it lands with a really soft sound. And perhaps you want to lie down in the snow and create some snow angels. And it feels so soft and powdery as you do that. You lie on your back, you've got your arms and legs stretched out, and you're just moving them up and down, out from your body and back towards you. You're creating a snow angel in the snow. And as you're doing this, you hear a sound. It's a funny sound, it's a snuffling sound. And as you look around, you become aware that there is a beautiful white horse that's a few feet away from you, watching you make these snow angels. Now, you might not realize it, but white horses are actually unicorns. And the horn that you normally see in a unicorn is invisible. But when it snows, all the sparkles you see in the snow help light up the energy of the unicorn's horn. And as this white horse turns its head, you suddenly realize that there is a horn of rainbow light coming from the brow, the head of this horse. It looks amazing. You're not quite sure. You sit up and look at the horse. It comes towards you and gives a snuffle. Maybe you feel a little bit unsure, a little bit afraid, but it's okay. Because this unicorn is only here to help you. It shakes its head, and as it does, its mane of white hair just throws sparkles of rainbow light in all directions. It really is beautiful. You stand up now and walk towards it. And something makes you hold out your hand. And as you do, you realize that in your hand there is a special stone. Maybe you've picked it up as you were making snow angels. You didn't realize. You hold the stone out to the unicorn, and the unicorn bows its head, and its rainbow horn touches that stone, and in front of your eyes, the stone becomes a wonderful clear quartz crystal. You can't believe how it's just changed. You take this beautiful clear quartz crystal and you hold it up to the sun, and you realize that this clear quartz crystal has rainbow energy inside it, just like the unicorn. In fact, this is the gift the unicorn has given to you. You're not quite sure what to do with it now. So you decide just to hold on to it. Perhaps you thank the unicorn for giving you this wonderful gift. You move a little bit closer, and as you feel a little bit braver, you decide to stroke the unicorn's mane. And as you stroke its soft, soft white hair, you feel the warmth of the unicorn through your hand, through your glove. And a thought pops into your head that this clear quartz crystal is for you to use when you practice your meditations. You can lie on your bed before you go to sleep at night and just imagine placing it on your chest, on your heart. And when you do that, you know You have to breathe in the unicorn's rainbow energy into your heart. And whatever has happened that day, whether it's sad or joyful, it's okay. Because the crystal will just help everything come back into balance. To help you feel safe and calm and happy again. It really does have that magical quality. You were busy looking at the crystal, thinking about that, and you realize that the unicorn has disappeared. You look around to see where it's gone, but there are no footprints, only yours, and there's no sign of this unicorn anymore. Maybe you feel a little bit sad for a moment, and then you remember you have that crystal, that clear quartz crystal with the rainbow unicorn energy. Let's put it in your pocket for now and keep it safe. And then you hear someone shouting on you to come inside and get warm again. Just as you reach your door, you turn round. And for a moment, there's a flash of a rainbow horn. Nothing else. And you realise that even though you can't see the unicorn anymore, it's still there in every rainbow and every sparkle of a snowdrop. Namaste.